What you've stumbled into here, and what we've stumbled into, is a segment known around the traps as Mudderworn Musings. Mudderworn. And I only do that because Jodie likes it, don't you, Jodie?
I love it. I absolutely love it. And I'm really happy to say that we have a rock star here with us today, Holly, who has actually just fixed the headphones after completing a course. And that's why she's here.
It's so, a course in headphone fixing, was it?
Sure. You're telling the story, Bob. I don't think so, but you can let it rip.
And sure, Holly, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Jodie.
Good morning, Holly.
So are you going to question the subject, Jodie, or will I?
Do you reckon we'll just do a tag team?
Okay, sure.
What do you reckon? An interrogation.
Could be.
Good cop, bad cop.
I wonder who's which.
Maybe we could practice some Chinese interrogating techniques.
Clever Bob named this program that we're talking about, which is Prepare
For On Air. It was Sarah Bell that named it.
Oh, really?
Yes,
Sarah named it. And how did that come about?
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
We were standing about discussing it. And postulating various notions, and Sarah said, what about Prepare For On Air? And you leapt on it.
Of course, it was great. And so we're so happy we've got Holly, because she just finished last Monday.
She did the course.
Just graduated.
Just finished, and our first graduate. Do you love that?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I thought you might. And as part of her graduation, initiation to the club, she has offered to be with us today. So thank you, Holly.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
No, I can't, because I was the person that wound up running the course.
I can ask some questions.
I can't really ask questions about
it. I can.
No,
I
you can. You go
so
right
I'm going to be you and you can be me. How's that?
No, that's not.
No, that could be fun.
That sounds great.
Sounds pretty weird, doesn't it? I wonder what it would be like to be, I won't say the age, but male and have lived that rock star life. I'm not that. Anyway, so we did. We had a course last term, which was wonderful. And Bob actually facilitated the program and put the program together. And it ran over 4 weeks on a Monday. And I'd probably want to ask Bob just how he started that course, because I think that was so clever and creative. So can you just talk about what you ran through? And then I'm going to ask Holly a couple of questions about it.
Oh, well, the first thing we did was to take a walk.
I know. What made
because
you do
it's,
that?
Well, it's a little journey we're going on together, and the weather was just decent enough.
Okay.
So, I mean, it would have been a bigger walk, quite seriously, because I think that when people, particularly a disparate group, people from all over the place, set out to do something together, then you need something really neutral and really simple that you can kind of do together just to be in each other's company and be in each other's space so that conversation and responses come much more easily. Otherwise, you're sitting around adjusting your hair or whatever.
You're just
being new to each other, that's all. So I think that sort of helped a bit. I don't know. Maybe it did.
So what did you cover in the course, Bob?
Essentially, the notion was that we would identify a radio program that people thought they might like to do, and then have a look at what skills they required and what work they would need to do to make that happen.
Great.
So that was essentially the idea. And so folk came together and had to do something and to wind up ultimately with a 30-minute or one-hour program that consisted of contributions from each participant in the course.
Okay. Was there any practical application? Like, did they... Absolutely.
First of all, they designed the stuff. They had to think about what they were going to do, and that's, timelines and that sort of stuff.
Sure.
Then they learnt about operating the panel and, practiced that and learnt about radio DJ a bit over here. It's called Prepare For On Air. It's not Be Fully Endorsed and Ready To Take Off For On Air. Mm-hmm. It's just the sort of initial heads up. And it was meant to really leave people at the end with a clear understanding of the further knowledge and the further training they needed, but most importantly with the confidence to know that it wasn't going to be hard to master and that with a little more practice or a little more of... See, Fern, for instance, good morning, Fern. Fern's going to be doing an interview-based program.
Oh, fabulous. Mm,
called Planet Ra.
Oh, I love it. And what's Planet Ra represent?
Everything alternative.
Fabulous. And who will she be talking to?
Everybody alternative.
And is there many in alternative people here in Apollo Bay?
Well, no, they can come from far and wide.
She they can come from anywhere.
Yeah, because it's radio.
Okay.
So she spoke, for instance, on the phone. So we mastered, and I'm a bit new to the phone, so we mastered that a bit together.
Mm-hmm.
She did a phone interview with the recycling guru at Otway, not Otway Health, at Colac Otway Shire.
Yes.
And we recorded that. And so that's the kind of thing that she'll be doing in her program. And she asked some pointed questions about the recyclability of plastic bags and when the solar bins were going to be installed and what efficiencies they delivered and that sort of stuff.
Oh, so, Bob, the question is that we probably have to have a people ringing in for our session next month. That might be a bit of fun, mightn't it, Bob?
We could prearrange a little bit of that.
Okay, so I'm going to ask Holly a couple of questions, but I'm going to put a question on notice for you, Bob, so that you can think of this fabulous response, is what was your learning from the course? And don't answer it now. I want to hear it after we've spoken to Holly.
Okay.
Holly, so thank you for coming in, Holly. Holly was our one of the participants in the program, and she graciously has offered to come in and answer a few questions. So welcome, Holly.
Thanks, Jodie. I'm glad to be back in here.
Yeah, so what did you do? Did you run a session when you were running as part of the program?
Well, last week was, I guess, the final dress rehearsal. We all got to not only just prepare to be on air, but to be on air and hope that there were some people out there listening. And I played a traditional Chinese song.
Fabulous, as only you would do.
I have an interest in China,
Of course. So, Holly, the interesting thing for you doing this course, I find, is that you've got a bit of a background, haven't you? You're a bit of a clever duck. So, well, you've studied in media or journalism?
Journalism,
yeah. Yeah, okay. So that's great. And so why did you want to do this course?
I've lived in the Bay for almost a year and a half, and I'm always open to opportunities to meet new people, and I think that really stood out on the first session we had with Bob. Mm-hmm. And we did the walk around, just trying to establish a commonality between the four of us, and I think it was a really good exercise. And for me, because I do have a journalism degree, what's been really nice is just being back in the studio. I haven't really been in a studio for 4 years, and it's probably been a little bit nostalgic for me as well.
But
just a bonus to have met the people, and you know, we're all a different all at different ages and different stages in our life and in our lives, and I think that's been just a real bonus. That's probably been the highlight for me.
Great. And so, Holly, what do you intend to run a show, or what's your thinking from here on in after successfully completing the program, I might add?
Yeah, I certainly intend to. I've just been brainstorming around how I want to narrow down my topic, because my initial idea was to focus on, reaching out about China, because that's where I've spent a lot of my life living.
Yes.
And I do have an interest in Chinese music, but more so Chinese culture, and perhaps just considering we have a lot of Chinese friends visiting the Bay, just doing some storytelling and bringing about some cultural awareness as to how we can engage those people visiting the Bay. But I was saying to Bob before, there's another topic I have in mind. It's just trying to narrow something down rather than keep it too broad.
Sure. And so, Holly, it's a bit of a two-prong approach is why I've got you in here today, is that both Holly and I have earlier, before she started busily doing the program, we started talking about running a program for next year. So we talked about or thought about what does that look like, and it was a little bit about what Holly was just saying. So I'm going to put Holly on the spot here and ask her just to share. We've just had some initial discussions regarding a bit about our Asia or Chinese or Asian friends that come to visit us here in the Bay, And when I was down the street the other day, it never ceases to amaze me. Just when you don't think there could be another bus in the main street, there is one. And there really is. So it feels like there's more and more visitors each day. Is that fair to say? Like, do you think there are, or do you think it's just the time of year?
I think particularly in the last week, it's interesting you make that comment, because last week was China's biggest holiday. It was National Day, and it was the Mid-Autumn Festival.
Ah.
So the Mid-Autumn Festival is, if not the biggest festival in China after Chinese New Year. That's why we had so many Chinese guests come through the bay, because they have 10 days off or a week off, and a lot of them had travelled over from China.
Okay.
And
so the Mid-Autumn Festival, is there a particular festival there for them at home? Like, tell us a little bit about it.
It's called Zhongqiujie, which means Mid-Autumn Festival. And it's historically, it's based around the moon and getting good harvest. So the Chinese would give thanks, not so much prayer, but it is providing sacrifice. So fruit or other things to say thank you for good harvest, and as the season works with the moon, it's to give thanks to the moon for good season, good harvest, and people celebrate it. Yeah, and people eat moon cakes, so they're very dense cakes filled with green tea or red bean.
And can you make a moon cake?
I can't. I can eat them.
No, you buy moon cakes.
Yeah, you give them as gifts. So they're very important to give beautiful boxes with lots of mooncakes in, especially for doing good business. You've got to give them to your business partners.
So, like little cupcakes type thing?
We could do.
They're round or they're a squarish.
They're very dense and
they are very dense.
And are they yummy?
I like the ones filled with pineapple. I'm not really crazy about red bean.
I don't mind the red bean. And there's a kind of almondy or nutty kind of one.
I haven't had
one
a nutty
that
one. That would be nice, wouldn't mind a bit of marzipan.
Mm.
But I know some of some of the Chinese people who live in Apollo Bay had some brought in from Melbourne that they ate last week. Yeah.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah.
Mudawan moon cakes. Maybe we could have a moon cake making course.
We should have a moon cake.
Moon cake making. Or at least a moon cake appreciation society. Then we could discover all the different kinds of moon cakes.
Or I wouldn't mind a dumpling course.
Just when you don't think
dumpling
course.
Yeah. Good,
just when we don't think we can go any further
dumplings.
Left, we go left.
Dumplings. Yes.
Bob's just about to play a fabulous song, and I'm just to come back to Holly and ask her more questions, because she's just so good at this.
This is Marawan Musings on ABR Community Radio in Apollo Bay. A blast from the past, Mr. Boz Skaggs.
And I'm sure Holly doesn't even remember that song or that person. Would that be right, Holly?
That's correct.
Yes, I thought so. Mm-hmm. And, of course...
well, she knows it now.
What is the past? What year are we talking about?
Bob and I were dancing around the lounge room at that stage of our lives, weren't we?
We were indeed. That'd be... 70s? Late 70s?
Yeah,
late 70s. 78, thereabouts.
I just missed the 70s.
You won't now, because all the 70s fashion are back in, so you'll be back into that sort of music. Now, getting back to Holly, let's just ask Holly what her learning... She's talked about what she thinks... her learning is, but we were talking about our Asian visitors, and Holly and I have been discussing or debating about a cultural awareness program for next year. And we were thinking regarding just in terms of we have lots and lots of visitors every day to the bay, and we were thinking about running a cultural awareness program. So, Holly, do you want to talk a little bit about what you're thinking around that is? Because we need to sort of generate some interest. So we don't want to put a lot of work into something that no one's really going to come to, really, at the end of the day. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think just in my own experience working in the Bay and having lived in China for a long time.
How long were you in China for?
5 years. So just I think that we could probably be doing a little bit of work around understanding China, understanding the culture. I think that the pilot program I'm working on is trying to create a immersion a cultural immersion program, but in the Bay, and recreate scenarios and do some Chinese focused activities to so that we can better be prepared for the people that are visiting the Bay and giving them a better culture customer service experience as well, because there are the year after year we have higher and higher volumes of Chinese visitors to the Bay, and yeah, I just think there are things that we could be doing a little bit differently and creating a more memorable experience.
And the exciting thing about that, Holly, is that just with your in-depth experience and knowledge, is that there's no one else is really doing anything, are they, around that? Around
not in Apollo Bay, there are certainly programs in Melbourne, and there are
in Sydney,
programs in other urban areas, which is terrific. But I think that it could be a really exciting opportunity for Apollo Bay to really make a name for itself in being prepared and providing a really unique experience for for the Chinese guests, particularly because we're the last stop before the 12 Apostles. And word of mouth goes a long way, and it's really important, word of mouth in China.
Of course it is. And so part of the thinking, part of Holly's thinking was to actually really approach people that are running businesses. And when we think about businesses, we're not just thinking about the main street. We're thinking about maybe accommodation. It could be a tour company businesses. It could be people that are out there thinking, oh, I really want to get into this. So into a particular business. And I know a couple of people that have spoken to me about looking at our Asian visitors as they're captured, or their people that they want to capture for business. So I think there is an amazing opportunity, and we'll certainly be talking to the Chamber of Commerce about it, but it's an opportunity for us to also link it in terms to other rural, or not rural, but coastal towns such as Lawn, Anglesey, and further down maybe. So keep your ears open for that. And I think maybe also keep your ears open for Holly's program, because I'm loving the sounds of it. So when do you think you'll be starting, Holly?
Oh, good question. Now that the school holidays are over, perhaps before Christmas.
We both said it. So what was the most, I'll just ask one more question, Holly. What was the most enjoyable part of the program for you?
I think that it really, there's so many different parts of it. I really like the practical side. I liked, you know, getting behind the mic and you know, looking at Audacity again and learning about the panel. But it was also just spending time with Fern, Jacoby, Bob and Denise.
Right.
You know, it's not very often you have necessarily the time in your life just to hang out with a bunch of strangers one day and then very quickly become a group, which did happen very quickly actually. And I think that was probably, that's what's made it most memorable for me. And the more people I speak to now that I've done the program, there are so many people out there who, well, not so many, but there's definitely interest from others out there that want to have their own program. And I think it's just biting the bullet and approaching ABR and saying, hey, I'd like to get behind the mic and talk about this. And I think, yeah, there's something about it that's quite therapeutic. I like the studio's such a calm space, and it's nice to be connected. You know, you're connected to someone, and you're not sure who, but you know there's someone out there listening. So I think that feeling of connectedness is very unique and definitely special. So I'd encourage, when the program runs again, I'd definitely encourage those who, even people who maybe you don't want to learn about radio, but you just want to develop your public speaking skills, or you just want to have some company
and just some fun.
Just some fun and do something that, you know, different. You probably think, I'd feel silly, but it's really,
it's pretty easy.
It's good to feel
it?
Silly sometimes.
It's pretty, and it's easy to, it's good to put yourself out there, because it's,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely character building.
And Holly, you're making it sound so easy. I think you need to be on the promo for this radio station. It's fabulous. Thank you so much for coming in and spending time with us today. Reckon we can ask Bob one question. Was what would you what was your learnings, or what would you do differently, or would you do anything differently for the next program?
Yeah, get another teacher.
Oh,
yep.
Bob!
You mean to co-teach with you, I think.
Well, a two-hander would be good. No, look, I ultimately enjoyed it. I would spend a little more time earlier in the piece apprising people of the basic skills and inviting them to practice those and feel a bit more proficient with those things. I think if there's a single thing that I would do, that's it. Prepare for On Air was never, you know, a graduation course, and it won't be in radio. It is about demystifying it, getting rid of all the apprehension about talking into a microphone, and starting people on the journey to their own program. The ultimate putting together of something and the fine tuning of the skills required comes with a bit of effort from yourself. And the great thing about ABR is that there's not a presenter here that isn't very happy to have new people come and sit in with them. So you get lots of very different approaches to how you do it. You know, it's not the ABC or Triple M where there's just one rule book. There are a range of ways that you can approach doing this, and you can do it with or without computer skills, for instance. So it's just a matter of letting people know that it's not big or scary. It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
And that's it, really.
Oh, that's great, Bob. And the lovely thing is we've already been approached by Forrest, and there's a group of young people wanting to run their own show, which is great, and they're happy to come down and use the studio, and Bob's going to help make that happen. So I think it is about anyone can do it. They've just that willingness to want to do it. Mm. And Holly, you've made that sound incredibly easy this morning, so thank you. And it is enjoyable, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's also worth mentioning, because if there are people out there interested in doing the next program or the next workshop, that we did go on an excursion as well.
We went up to the Pulse and saw how the big kids do it. Yep.
In Geelong. So it was really, that was important in terms of perspective of community radio. It doesn't matter what community you're in, and the approaches, the values are the same, I think. Mm. They translate across communities, and it was just interesting to see how far the Pulse had come and...
Mm. Yeah, no, the Pulse is a great mate of this radio station, and in future we hope to be doing more collaboration with the Pulse and perhaps taking some of their programs and sending some of our programs to them. So there's all sorts of possibilities there as we grow and develop more resources. The point for the radio station is that the more people that we have and the more interest in, the more resources, because like most community groups in Apollo Bay, where, you know, there's half a dozen people with a passion and work for 24. So the more people, the better. However, we should conclude this program, Jody Anderson, with the notion that this radio Prepare for On Air course is just one tiny example of what can be done through the community house. And this came about because Jody saw some skills lying around in the community and said, well, hang on, we can just put those skills together, call it a course, I'll cover the insurance, we'll put the thing together. It needs to have these things in it, these kinds of learnings, needs to have four people minimum, bum, bum. And so suddenly it had happened. You know, we do teach people to do things here at the radio station, but it's mostly one-on-one. It's a bit shambolic. So if you've got something... Whether you're a great football player or whether you're a great pastry chef or a maker of pies, Sally Cannon, and you think that Sally, you think that there might be a bit of interest in that skill, in people either understanding it or developing the skill for themselves, then for heaven's sake, get hold of Jody Anderson at Mudderwarn and muse about it. And it'll happen. It'll turn into something wonderful.
Well, it will happen. But the lovely thing I think Holly closed with was it was the experience of hanging out with other people. And I think that's lovely. I think actually you captured it really nicely, is that hanging out with other people then makes it an experience. And then that's what lifelong learning's about. And you made the point is you're hanging out with people that you wouldn't normally hang out with, or you meet people that you haven't met. And I think they're the exciting parts about getting involved in any sort of program, be it a formal or informal training program. So thanks for bringing that up, Holly. I think we'll play a song and then we'll talk about term four, and then Holly and I might run off to Hello Coffee and have a coffee.
Oh, all right. Yes, boss.
What do you think?
We could do that. Sure.
I thought we'd plug some other local people.
I'll pay some bills first. We'll play some. This is 3ABR, Murrawarn Musings. Bonnie Raitt, Marriage Made in Hollywood. That's a bit of a, that's an oxymoron really, isn't it? I suppose they do get married, but it's not like real people.
You're good, Bob. You're good. We're going to quickly talk about term four before we
We shuffle off.
Before we finish.
For the month, yes.
We've got lovely Mary Ann, who is involved in Arts Inc., and she's enthusiastically decided to come along and run some programs for us next term, which is absolutely wonderful. And we'll get Mary Ann to talk probably in December after the experience, but I'll talk to you a little bit about what she intends to do. And that is she's come up with this great name called Art Lab. And it's going to be a program where people learn to draw. They look at a piece of canvas and some colour and some go, what could they put on that canvas? And the program runs from the 11th of October, which is actually this week, to the 13th of December. And she's got lots of people already interested in it, so that's great. So thank you for the 10 people that put their names down. But there is a couple of more positions for that program. And that's in the evening, which is really exciting. And that's from 6:30 to 8:30. So if you're a bit inclined and you think you want to put some paint on some canvas, that would be a perfect opportunity.
More importantly, it's just like singing. If you think you can't sing, that's bullshit.
Oh, right.
You can.
Yes.
And if you think you can't draw, that's also crap.
Right.
Come and just give it. If it's in your thought and in your mind that you just think, oh, I might like to try that. Give it a fly, because it's just so much fun learning to draw, you know, and just letting yourself. It's really not learning anything. It's letting yourself draw.
Holly, I think you should do that. It'd be great
just
for you.
Just let yourself draw.
Great.
Yeah.
What do you think? She's silent here.
Looking at the first aid training.
Oh, she's looking at first aid training. Okay, she's very focused now, Holly. There's an after-school art class starting this term, and that's probably due to popular demand, and that program was running this time last year, but again, Mary Ann's offered to run that program, and it's for children between 7 and 12, straight after school at 3:30, so you can the kids can walk straight down the little street to Murrawarn.
You can get a couple of extra hours in the pub while the kids are learning to draw.
Oh, please, I only have an hour. And that's $10 a week, and again, Mary Ann's going to run that, so thank you very much. And we have our lovely Gabby Moores back from being over on an island in Tonga, I think she was. So she's back and she's going to run I Rest Yoga. And that is a yoga which is about complete relaxation, and it's about walking out feeling incredibly blissful, she tells me. And it's going to start next Monday and from 5:30 to 6:30, bring a blanket. And I've sat in Gabby's meditations previously and they're amazing. But this particular guided meditation is one she's just learnt, and she's very excited about teaching her new skills. So if you're feeling like you need a little bit of you time for 45 minutes, there's your absolute opportunity. And Miss Holly was looking at the first aid course. We're going to run a first aid course, and that's due to basically employers saying that they need their employees to run it. It's a one-day program, and we haven't put a date to it. And the reason why we haven't put a date is that we need to get 8 people to run that program. And we're hoping that we run one in, I've put the 30th of October. October as a suggested date from 9 to 5. So if it is that you're needing that for a workplace, ring up and put your name down, please, because we need 8 people or the provider won't come to town and that would be a big shame. And last but not least, African drums. Now, this is a workshop which will be lots and lots of fun. It's there's only 12 drums, so there's only 12 positions, and that's going to be a series of workshops where you learn to drum your what do you say?
Drum your drum.
Drum your drum. Thanks, Holly. Drum your drum. That's what you learn to drum your drum. And that's thanks to Lawn Community House, who are giving us the drums to run that particular workshop. So could you put your name down? We haven't put, we think it might be a Saturday. I don't know why. I don't know. It could be a Saturday or during the week. So put your name down and tell us your preference on when. And we're thinking three hour workshops. And the only reason why is that we've told that that's a really good time. But
Because 3 times 3 is 9 and that's the number of completion, man.
That's
the whole cycle right
okay.
there.
Okay. Yeah. So come and drum your drum. So that'd be fabulous. But that's term 4 and that's gone really fast this year, hasn't it, Bob?
Yeah, the year is moving along. Mm.
And we're just talking about Christmas, Holly. We're just saying what we're doing for Christmas Day. So it'll be here in a minute. Mm. So that's term 4 and that's it.
That's it. We'll be back. Okay. Next month with more.
And when will we come back? On the first Tuesday?
Oh, that's what we usually do.
No, yeah. That's grand final day.
Oh, okay.
On a grand final.
Melbourne Cup
Day.
Sorry,
Melbourne Cup Day. We'll come
do the
back
week
on
after.
On the week after.
Yeah, yes. Holly?
Just something that I hope you don't mind me doing, just a bit of a segue plug here, just so I was just thinking.
All right.
With the after school.
As long as it's not for any famous restaurants or anything like that.
It is a little bit, but it's more... fallen under my banner, my role, but because I was just looking at you talking about the after school classes for kids. One of the things we are doing at Labimba is we currently don't have a kids menu because we want to engage local kids to write the kids menu for Labimba.
Oh,
we've been working on, we don't have a platform yet to get the information out to the community, is invite kids between the age of 8 and 14 and they create a dish that uses regional and seasonal produce and they just send in a paragraph or something to Steve, the head chef, and say what their dish is about, what ingredients it uses, out of all the applications, 3 or so will be selected and their dishes will feature on the kids' menu for the whole of the summer season with their names attributed. And we'd like to invite them and their families to come and have a meal at Labimba.
That's a wonderful promotion. That's a great idea. That's a really terrific idea.
So I haven't really had a platform to be able to send the message out yet.
Just do it on the Otway Community Facebook page.
Yeah, so
yeah that's a fantastic idea.
If there are kids out there, because we've got a fabulous program at the school and beautiful produce in this region. So if there are people out there.
What's it, budding gourmands?
Yeah.
Great.
It'd be wonderful to see what kids can come up with because it's a little bit interesting that adult chefs are the ones that write kids' menus.
Well, that's right, and they all end up with chicken nuggets something dreadful. Yeah.
What a great idea. Was that your idea, Holly?
Yeah.
Yeah, fabulous, because kids know what kids want.
That's right. Mm.
And this concludes this episode of the Holly Humphreys Appreciation Society.
I've just forgotten. Sorry, one all quick right. Plug. On the 23rd of October, I've been given the task, and it's not a task, it's a lovely opportunity. We'll be chairing a reference group for health and wellness, and that's being brought about by Otway Health, and they're wanting to engage the community to find out a little bit about what programs we could potentially run, and that might be programs that we run at Marawarn. They could be health programs, they could be exercise programs, they could be healthy eating programs, they could be mental health programs, they could be a whole range of things, but we need to get people's views and understand what people are needing and wanting. So I've put together a forum, and the first meeting will be the 23rd of October at 2 o'clock at Marawarn. So if it is you're interested in getting involved and would love to hear from you, please give me a ring on 527-5237-8590. Be good if I got that right, Bob.
That would be good. Is that what day of the week is that?
Monday.
Monday. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Then we are done. Diddy done. This has been an extended version of Marawarn Musings, and it's been delightful to do it. We'll be back in a month, and you'll be there tomorrow. Bye for now.